your reaction to the way this thing shook out with RGB being the starter?
Well, I mean, obviously, as a competitor, you want to play and you want to be the guy, but understood kind of the direction we were going, and so excited for our team. I said this last time I talked that I've been on both ends of it, and when the kind of quarterback competitions they drag out through training camp, stuff like that, I don't know, you know, if you're any better off, because now you have two guys that have kind of had half reps. So I think it's great that we know who it is moving forward. We're behind that guy, and our team can rally around that guy, and we can move forward accordingly. And Robert's certainly playing at a high level right now too, so that's exciting. So yeah, as a competitor, you want to be on the field, you want to play. There's no question about that. But at the same time, it's so much bigger, and it's about a team. And now that question is settled, and we can go move forward in our game planning this week for Green Bay, and then ultimately for Philly Week 1.
I know you're such a team guy, but is there any sense of you didn't really get a chance just because Robert got so many of the reps at the ones?
Yeah, not necessarily, and it's like I said before, because I've been in the league almost 10 years longer than Robert, so I think the evaluation process for he and I are different in the sense that they kind of know, you know, what type of player I am and so on, but it's relatively new for Rob and learning the system and all that stuff. I think the reps were necessary, so not in any way, shape, do I think that it was unfair. I think it was exactly how it needed to be for them to fairly evaluate things, and I trust their judgment, trust their evaluation, and then we move on. So always, you know, it's both. I mean, as a competitor, you want reps, you want to play, and that's what we do this game for, is to play, you know. So but ultimately they have to make judgments that are best for our team and best for them to be able to evaluate situations, and so that was no more than that, and understood.
Josh, you said Robert's playing at a high level. What makes you say that? What have you seen?
We're just watching him these last few days. He's just throwing the ball really well, just running the offense, and so I think that bodes well for us. Obviously, on any team, if the quarterback's playing at a high level, you feel like he's playing well. You're giving yourself a chance, and so I just feel like the last five, 6 days, of camp, he really settled in, and he's starting to stack one day after the next of good days where he just running the team and doing the right thing with the football. And throwing the ball accurately and just everything you expect. So so I think, as a member of this team, that's encouraging because you want that out of your starting quarterback.
With all the experience you have in this league, what's the best way you think you can help him?
The best way, that'll kind of evolve as we go, just on what he needs. But the cool thing about Rob is, we sit down and go, hey, we sit down, get ready for Green Bay or whatever opponent, and he says, hey, what's your process? Like, what are you going to do? How do you break these guys down? What's been your methods over the years? And I think that's what makes him special, is he's willing to learn. And so I think through that, different things will come up with the ways that I can help him. But for me, it's kind of being another set of eyes. And as he's focused on maybe this thing over here, saying, hey, don't forget about that. You might get so caught up with adjusting this or doing that or telling this guy what to do. Don't forget, you got to handle this too. And so, and that's give and take too. We all, that's not just me. It's Austin and it's Cody. It's all the quarterbacks helping each other do that. But for me, I think that's the biggest part. And like I said, Rob's been great about asking those questions, asking about my process. How do you go about something, and what can you take from my process that may help his, and vice versa?
How have you seen Robert fit into this team, in this locker room? Because he wasn't here last year, obviously. So yeah. How you seen him kind of adapt?
He's done a great job, just because he's come right in here and he's been himself and just worked hard, and got right in with every guy on the team and done what he's been asked to do. And more than anything, the way that you earn respect is when you get on the field and you know what you're supposed to do. And he's certainly done that. So he's a very hard worker in the weight room, and certainly pushes me. So I think that in and of itself earns respect, because guys see you working, they see how you go about it. And he does it in the classroom, he does it on the field, and so You know, ultimately we got to go out there and do it in games, and that's coming. But everything he's done so far, you know, is warranted the respect of his teammates and certainly, you know, allowed him to assimilate very easily.
Yeah, he got. I'm sorry. He got knocked down last year. Obviously, didn't play. Do you sense a hunger within him because of that situation?
Absolutely. I think anytime as a competitor, you go through something like that and you don't get a chance to play, that'll you kind of step back and refocus. But that'll certainly ignite a new fire, and I feel that with Robert. You know, he's definitely got a focus, and to have Pep and to have Hugh and the this group of guys and the talent we have around them, just the confidence that they're placing in him, I think is awesome. Because as a player, when you come out of a situation like that, it's easy to kind of go, you know, to kind of wonder what happened and maybe second guess yourself. And so to have, you know, the support that he does from the head coach and the coordinator and then just our room in general, I think is huge, and I think it'll allow him to play at a high level.
Have you heard any more on the trade report front, or is it all quiet in that regard?
Yeah, it's quiet in that regard. You know, like I said, the first day, it's weird when those things come out. You know, your family members or people think that you, like, they think that you sit at a table and you're, it's like lunch, you know, like give me your sandwich if I give you my cookies. And it's not, I mean, that's not happening. It's just, you know, as a player, you just go to work and every day is the same. And all of that's done by other people. And so, you know, if that happens, it happens. But my focus is here and doing everything I can to help this team. I'm having a blast at this camp. This has been one of my more fun camps so far, just being around these guys. And so I look forward for, you know, hopefully that continuing.
Josh, what did Corey Coleman show you Friday night out here when he was able to make those deep catches and kind of the field awareness, body control?
Yeah, just the stuff that we've been talking about the whole time. Just when he touches the ball, does he do the things that you picked him for? You know, and or when the ball's in the air in a receiver's case, and you see that, and so he's able to track balls in the air and make plays on it. He catches a ball and knows where he's at in space and is able to turn up and make plays. And so that's, you know, that's what you want in a guy that you pick that high. And obviously, that's what you have to have in this league. You got to have playmakers and guys that can score the football whenever they get it in their hands. And so we certainly hope. Corey is that. We've seen some of that, and that's very encouraging. And for us, it's you know, he's got to just continue to grow and keep grinding on the playbook, because the regular season's coming, and it's just the speed is so different. And we try to articulate that as best we can to the young guys. It's just, you know, from now, you know, you go through a scrimmage to preseason, that speed is different. And you go from preseason to regular season, that speed is different. And so it's getting them ready, and he's doing a good job of studying and learning. And so it's just continuing to, you know, for him to digest the playbook and internalize it and really feel good about it, so that we can see more of what he's been doing. But certainly so far, so good.
Very good.
Hey, Josh, obviously, you know, I'm sure you'd like to be the starter, but what does it mean to you that this is kind of the second coaching staff in a row here that sort of values you as a mentor to a younger guy?
Well, I mean, for me, it just means, like, the things that I believe in, you know, on a day-to-day are worth it, you know, and that's that, you know, no matter your circumstance, that you try to help the person next to you as much as you can to help their journey in life, whether it's outside of football or inside of football, be better. And that ultimately, when you're on a team, if you get people that are doing that, then you have a chance to be successful. And so, I think there's a sense of appreciation when a different regime comes in and does that. But at the same time, it just more than anything, reaffirms just that belief and then want to do that and to carry that out, you know, even better. So we still have a long way to go, but it's been a lot of fun to be around these guys and very satisfying and to be around these guys and to work with them every day and to get to help them and to get to pass on some of the things that I've gone through And it's a fun room. It's a good room to be around. Pep Hamilton does an awesome job with us, and so I'm thankful to be here.